Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? Happy 4th of July. Oh my God, I can't believe it's 4th of July on a Tuesday. I hope you guys are having a good time cooking out, chilling with family, getting ready to light those fireworks tonight, or watch the fireworks and just chill with family, friends, your boo, stay booed up, however you feel. Just enjoy yourself tonight. I know I'm going to relax, chill, enjoy the day before my work day, and vibe up with you guys. I hope you guys are just having a good day. If not, I hope it gets better. And I just want to let you know a little bit about the Lyrical Cypher. So our mission here is, here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. And I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do want to acknowledge you. I appreciate everybody who's passing the episodes along, sharing them on your page, sharing them with your friends. We do need all the input and just the support that we can get to keep this thing rolling, because this is actually bigger than us. I've had a lot of people ask me, well, we're having a show today, and I decided, hey, holiday, let's do a quick 30-minute. I know you guys are busy hanging out with family and friends, but I do want to let you know that this platform is available for about 30 minutes of your time if you want to. So, without further ado, I'm going to spit a little something for you guys. And go like this. He who's without sin cast the first stone. So don't judge me by the way I walk. My movements aren't perpetrated by a fraud. For I've been through the fire and back, extinguished flames that were meant for me to put out. Have had holes dug for me. Reminder to the digger. Keep in mind when you dig one, dig two, because they're both for you. I've been through storms you wouldn't believe, especially in my life you couldn't conceive. A Category 6, a Hurricane Katrina, or your negative thoughts ain't got nothing on me. But your only notion of me is the image that you perceive. That false imperfection is not what I'm destined to be. Fought our trials and tribulations to tend to conquer my sanity. Fought wars of flesh. I ain't got time for this mess. Just when they assume they have me all figured out. They're sadly mistaken. No time to be hot to diddy, goody, goody, or wannabe. From a believer, a go-getter, a warrior, an everyday hustler. Struggling every day with us mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally to make those ends meet. I have my crosses to bear. Lessons to learn and bridges to burn. Hurdles to leap and dreams to reach. I refuse to let views hinder what I'm destined to be. My walk is in stride, and I can't do anything but I got up on my side. Hope you guys enjoyed that piece. The piece is called Get to Know Me. I should be sliding a few more new pieces along the way. Some pieces that no one's heard, but I will be putting them out on the show tonight. Hope you guys enjoy so far. So what I'm going to do right now is, in the midst of everything, I know you guys are ready to hit the road, do your thing, get ready to hang out with your family, friends. So one of my hype pieces is I'm working. So I hope you guys enjoy.
And you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had time to boast. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more. 8 to 5, I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Yes,
don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal at all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working, working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man. Ain't nobody gonna give you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
What's up, what's up? I hope you guys have enjoyed that track. That was by Ill Will. Just want to give a big shout out to Ill Will. And he is the founder and CEO of Ill Nation. He has t-shirts, CDs, awesome producer, everything you just heard. Like, I just, that whole remix of I'm Working is hot. I just love it. This dude is off the chain. He's a spiritual hip-hop artist that gets it in. So just appreciate having him on the show. I call him my little brother, just getting it in. I do appreciate just, you know, just what he does and his art. And he's very serious about his art and everything he does. So I just want to give a big shout out to Ill Will, Truth, DMX and Poetry, Trey Valor, which is Unique, My Sister from Another Mother. I appreciate you having my back since day one. Since we got started, so I do appreciate just you two just doing what you're doing. I know you guys are probably working. If you had time to just kind of listen to the show, that's what's up. If you don't, you get a chance to replay the show when you get ready. So I don't know about you guys, but I am just looking forward to the rest of this week. There will be a show July 7th. That Saturday is called the Celebrating the White Party. With Big Daddy Kane, Kwame, Rob Bass, and Kumo D will be in Cary, North Carolina at Cypress Manor. Hope you guys can come out and support this crew. Oh, my God, they have been phenomenal. It's called Heavenly Things Event Planning and Productions, and Chef Ron will be there as well. But it's Big Daddy Kane, Kumo D, Kwame, and Rob Bass is at Cypress Manor, and it's from July 7th through the 8th. It's actually 7 p.m. on July 7th and be over at 12 p.m. on July 8th. So, yeah, a 2-day thing going on. And you can actually go and chill. And you can get your tickets. And I think that includes your food. Their general admission, it says here, the VIP is sold out. So I just want to let you guys know about that. And also, the next show for Illusions will be July 31st. We'd love for you guys to come out and support what we do. Love to have you guys in the building. The doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11. We rock out with the band. We had so much fun last month. And I'm looking forward to July 31st. Let me make sure I got that date right, because I got so many dates in my head, so please don't charge it to my heart. But, yeah, the next show is actually July 29th. I've been saying the 30th. But July 29th, Saturday, July 29th is the next show. And we may even have a big feature. I'll let you know. We might have a mystery guest, so I will let you know about that. So hope you guys are enjoying what we have so far. And what I'm going to do is go to the next track and go from there.
Yeah. He knows. Now I know. And you know. We all know. That he knows. Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then. Hold up. Who am I to try to teach a lesson to a group too familiar with the meaning of a blessing? Yeah. But you must understand, we all working for the same man, but we going by a different plan. Young preachers, and take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know, nah. To take my Bible out and show it off for a show, but I wouldn't, because he knows, I know, he knows. Yeah, the deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find, but it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark, soulfully beautiful. Sad to say, I had to say if, cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, TikTok and two. You didn't find your spark, you're not alone, cause somebody else is watching. Let's you. Let's talk about life, talk about goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then. Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows. Hey, I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? She's boyfriend, baby daddy, turned husband. They grows, you're not alone, cause he knows, I know, he knows. Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But he'll make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm. Who? Is your question, but it really should be what is next? But you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for a firm or confirmation. Just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed. Trust me, you're not alone, cause somebody else is seeing this. Let's talk about life, talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then. Hold up. What's the resolution? It's not a solution. But they don't know that to the mind, it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know a resolution limits you to a year. See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and it's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I help so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows. He knows, I know, he knows. Listen,
that I lust over various emotions. Still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote. And if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows.
Yeah.
When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength that you can go through with it. He already knows. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know. He knows.
I just want to be heard, along for unspoken truths and untold stories to be manifested through my imperfections. As I stand here before you, bearing my soul without inhibitions, I digress, dissecting every inch of me without apologies, in hopes that my life lessons and imperfections could be somebody's blessing. I just want to be heard. I stepped on the scene with a pen and a dream, a pad in my hand and a story to tell. I was told that trouble don't last always. Torn, with tears cascading down my face, altered into ink, trickling silent thoughts and emotions, my pad became my best friend. Never intended to shake up things, only rearranging my path, ordering my steps according to the blueprint he made for me. I was not destined to kill, steal, or destroy. Only conquer hearts and minds through words and who I am becoming. As I stand here before you, a mirror image is what you see, not the hurt, the pain, the frustration, the fighting to be me. God never intended it to be this way. Confused and disillusioned, my heart allowed metaphors to dance across the pages of my pad, decoding the remnants of my inner peace, releasing negative notions of shoulda, coulda, woulda. No need to allow my dreams to be deferred over silent whispers of hatred. It amazes me how the devil don't like what he don't understand. Pushing forward, the empty pages of my pad comforted who I am and will be. He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying thoughts, emotions, unable to resist the passionate burning inside of each symbol she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drinks platform that lay before her, as she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat, powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she Geppetto. Her words poured each chord, moving him to think outside the box, the comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more, infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design, puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire, shifting his clothes and place high as a feeling space. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips, having no alternative but to dig deeper, for this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapters. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pranks through her vocals, his cerebellum climaxed, reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy, gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her, internalizing the inevitable, for she is poetry. This piece, this last piece I'm going to do tonight, is called Cold Blue. And I dedicate this piece to my grandmother. She was my rock. And I dedicated this piece to her, the different things that I learned in the process of mourning, you know, her death. She died in, on Thanksgiving Day of 98. And it was very hard to let her go, but she taught me a lot of things. And without her, I wouldn't be the woman I am today. And so her name is Annie Mae Robert Simmons. And for anybody who has read my book, you've probably seen a poem called Cold Blue dedicated to my grandmother, Annie Mae Robert Simmons. And so the piece is very touching to me, but it was also healing because it helped me remember her the way she was. You know, she knew she was flawed, but she didn't mind being flawed because it made her who she was. So to me, she was beautiful. I remember sitting there, tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words, trying to come to terms with the news, it was evident and destined to take place, just not right now, not now, not right now, Lord. Silently screaming, trembling to the sounds echoing profusely, ears drumming a sad song before a live audience just as I entered the room. Iridescent indigo lights flashing, ripping my heart to shreds. How could this be? In the blink of an eye, a soldier, my spiritual soldier, lost the battle which preceded and death, the death of a fallen angel. I admired the fight in her, never proclaimed perfection, acknowledged her flaws, wrote them off as pure blemishes, grew me to love God before man. By no means utilize intimidation when they put their pants on the same as you. Color has no significance. Remember. Remember who you are and where you came from. You are not a product of your environment. If they talked about Jesus, baby, they're going to talk about you. Change comes from within. Pray and let your prayers have wings. Commit to praise. Stand tall. Humble thyself. Embrace your gifts, baby. Arrogance only profits in the death of one's character. As I sat there, abandoned by Gibraltar, reminiscing on how she prepared me for days to come, knowing that one day her day on earth will come to an end. Tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly down within. Hearing those words, those words, Code Blue. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this show. Didn't want to give you guys a downer, but just wanted to share some pieces with you guys tonight. It was a couple pieces out of my book, and I have a new book coming. And I'm be looking forward to publishing that, you know, in due time. And also my play. So be looking out for it. I hope you guys have had a good night with me so far. I know it was cool chilling out with you guys and just getting a chance to vibe and do something a little different and just a quick little 30-minute segment of our time, of my time to just do something that this is bigger than me. This is much bigger than me, and this is bigger than all of us. So this is a platform. So for one, I actually use this platform for myself as well to spread some of my gifts. And I hope that helps somebody. I hope somebody needs to hear that today. And there is another piece I might do. This is a piece called, there's one piece I might do. It's called Here He Is. I haven't done this piece in a while. I think the last time I did this piece was at Rose Gaia's show a couple months back. So I guess I end with this one instead of the last one I just did. And for ladies and gentlemen, this can go either way. You can actually take this piece and twist and turn it. I love wordplay. So whenever you hear me writing or hear my writing, I like to twist and turn it. And I also like to end and on a good note. I don't stay in a place of whatever it is, the lesson that was being learned. It actually ends in a lesson. That's the best way I can put it. Lesson, which actually creates a testimony, which creates, just healing through the arts and moving forward in life and love and just enjoying things and just going forward. So this piece is called Here He Is. He appeared out of nowhere to like a thief in the night. His charisma, his confidence was such a delight. I had to blink twice to make sure this was real. My mind had to be playing tricks on me. His manner image seemed surreal. Girl, quit playing games. He's got it going on. He's working that motor trying to put me in the zone. Lose control? Oh, heck no. I can't give in. My mental focus is on the prowl. He knows what he's doing, and he keeps switching up his style. 1 minute, a gentleman. The next, an armored soldier ready for war. He's got my mind going, dipping into the unknown, not capable of knowing what's in store. His voice so subtle and smooth, like a baby's. I'm saying, baby's jazz. Instead of saying the curse word. The finesse and gentle caress and all that jazz. Boy, you need to stop that mess. I already know where he wants us to go. Know your role, sweetie. We have to take this slow. Games are for girls with pressing curls. He won't give up. He keeps coming back, challenging my mind with his intellect. Got me intrigued to know his personal situation. Curious to know the unknown. I'm trying to remain grounded, let alone in my comfort zone. He's so attentive and yet laid back, leaning towards me, and dang, he's giving me eye contact. Humble, yet confident, an important ingredient to the recipe. This is too good to be true. My mind, body, and soul, he's trying to subdue. Wake up. I have to remain strong, stimulate my mind with his mysterious tone. To the unknown, he's an introvert at his best, but only to a select few will they know who and what he represents. Got me twisted all in knots. He keeps mailing me mental forget-me-nots. Constant but spontaneous combustion. I can't complain, and I don't have time for fussing. Romance in my mind, he gives me quality time. The walks, the talks are so divine. The candles, the drinks, the wine. Romance, the chance. May I have this dance? Lights, camera, action. Dang, what happened? The cards, the flowers, the walks, the talks, the intimate showers. His smile turned into a frown. Suddenly, I'm down. Pacing back and forth in disgust, questioning the meaning of love and lust. Whoa. How he wooed me in ways you couldn't imagine. Things are drastically changing. A 360 overnight? Dang, I thought this was love at first sight. Have I lost my touch? I'm beginning to think that what I give is not enough. I took a leap of faith, thought my heart was safe. The late night calls, in denial, and I don't want to face the writings on the walls. Reminiscing about yesterday, wishing for the old thing back to stay. Trying to endure the storm, but reality constantly ringing the alarm. This can't be real. Never knowing in a moment's time, my heart, he was still. Love or lust kept me in a state of confusion. This has to be a nightmare or a delusion. I fell in love with Rico Suave. Reality check. He's more like a Casanova or a thug from Carlito's Way. He blended so well, like a chameleon, giving that sexual healing. He had it planned to a T. Who? What? When? Why? Her. Smooth operator, I must say so myself. This boy trapped in a man's body needs some help. Yesterday is gone. The cover is blown. Here he is. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to the show tonight. And we're actually going to start out on a positive tip. I just encourage everybody to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. Hope you guys are having a great 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July. This is your girl, China, signing out with the Lyrical Texas Show. We'll see you guys next Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. We'll be right back at it again doing what we do. Love you all and have a good night.